Brad Davidson from Sky. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning TK, morning Loz.
Bit of a change of plans for Avilius.
Yeah, a bit hard to take yesterday for those punters who backed Avilius all in the Metrop. He looked a pretty much good thing at a carnival there in the Metrop, and a lot of punters probably on it on the way down. You know, from I know he's bet into $3 or $4 at the time, but a lot of punters on probably at tens and twelves and whatnot. And look. I know they'd be disappointed, but Godolphin always have that option, and I'll never begrudge trainers that decide to change tack because they've got to do what's right by their horse. And Avilius now to miss the Metrop to head down to Flemington and have a run at headquarters in the Bart Cummings en route to the Melbourne Cup and maybe even the Caulfield Cup on the way through. So they've decided to aim up big with Avilius and try to give Godolphin that big win in the Melbourne Cup.
Everest bound Vega Magic, what's the latest with the preparations?
Yeah, he's going to trial at Albury tomorrow, so we'll keep an eye on that. There's plenty of good trials coming up over the next few days, but Vega Magic will have a trial at Albury. I believe there's going to be some horses from Lindsay Parker in that trial. Of course, we haven't seen him since he ran fourth in the Memsey there over the 1400 last time out, only beaten the 0.3 of a length and probably just found that at 1400 a touch bar, so you know, he's winning the Bletchingley prior to that. He won by 3 lengths. It was extremely dominant there. So he's still right in the frame for the Everest for sure.
So no panic. If you liked Vega Magic in the Everest, say, Brad, you know, with that run over the 1400, that was just a nice preparation for the Everest?
Yeah, I think so. You know, if anything, it's a nice grounding, isn't it? Mm. You know, because they say you need a real tough 12, even 1400 metre horse to run an Everest, so I don't think there's any concern there at all. The win prior over the 1200 was dominant, and as we know, it's been well documented that he probably should have won this race, the Everest, last year. So no, I think if you like him, there's definitely no reason to jump off at this stage.
Yeah, what's the latest with Happy Clapper? It looks like Pat Webster mightn't run it in Melbourne again.
Yeah, well, that's the word out of the camp. They may never race in Melbourne again. Paddy Webster's convinced that he prefers the Sydney way of going, and of course, he was, below his best there on the weekend, but it was later to be found that he had a bleed and he's been banned for 3 months. So at this stage, Paddy, if everything goes well with Happy and he's nice and healthy back in the autumn, he'll obviously have a break now, but he'll target the Sydney Autumn, probably kick off in like a race like the Canterbury Stakes and then even maybe head up to Brisbane for the Winter Carnival up there. So hopefully it's not the end for Happy Clapper, but there's obviously a definite excuse there on the weekend because it wasn't like Happy. He always runs well and it's a bit of a strange run, and we've since learned about the bleed.
Brad, the pockets could do with a bit of a boost today.
They could. It's been a couple of lean days to start the week, so hopefully we can get back on track today at Warwick Farm. There's some nice plays here, but I thought the best was race 5, number 12, Jen Rules. She's been backed into about $3.20 now, so I don't think she'll get too much shorter, but look, her recent trial was outstanding. Her debut win on a heavy, heavy track was very good, and I think she's much better on top of the ground. So for the Snowden camp, expect her to make a winning return today. And if you do want to check out that $100 betting strategy, normally includes about five or six bets or for the day and yeah, a multi or two, you can check that out on Twitter at Brad Davo, or if you don't have Twitter, at Aussie Racing Tips on Aussie Racing Tips on Facebook there. So okay, yeah, we put that up, and just a bit of fun throughout the day. We've had a bit of luck the last two. I think we made $80 last Wednesday profit. Beautiful. And then about $30 profit on Saturday.
Beautiful. You won't go broke on 80% profit and 30% profit. Beautiful.
Exactly. So, no, it's a bit of fun. It gets a bit of, bit of following there. So if you want a few bets throughout the day, but we always put the best on the program here. And that's race 5, number 12, Gen Rules. And that's the main bet in the strategy as well.
Good on you, Brad. Always good to chat. Thank you for that. And that was good news too, coming through in the world of racing with Red Zell doing good work under saddle yesterday. And now it's all steam ahead for the Everest.